You don't hear about the shoes. Wendy's shoes are still on.
Okay, I'm going to reopen the meeting. Next up is item number 8. This is the CMSA Ross Valley Sanitation District settlement agreement status. Jason, staff report or verbal report?
Yeah, just briefly, you know, at the last board meeting closed session, you know, the board discussed a proposed settlement agreement with Ross Valley. They came into reconvene in open session, gave a report that proposed agreement with some amendments that were discussed in closed session be sent to the Ross Valley Sanitary District. The next day, you know, I made the amendments to that proposed agreement that we reviewed in closed session. We sent that to Ross Valley Sand District, their attorney, their board members, and the district itself. And with that, we requested that they put the item on their January 25th agenda for discussion. And as I just note here in the staff report, that between that date we sent it and the 25th, we didn't receive any correspondence from Ross Valley indicating it was going to be on the 25th agenda. I didn't receive anything, neither did Jack. There's no questions or clarifications from any Ross Valley representative on any of the provisions in the agreements, which is fine. Then we didn't receive any information after that board meeting, but we did see the article in the IJ Saturday, I think the 28th, where, you know, the IJ reported that we sent the agreement. They had some comments from Ross Valley Board President Marsh Johnson. And based on what those comments were, Council Goby sought clarification from Ms. Julie Houston, and she said that the Ross Valley did talk about, discuss the agreement in closed session on the 25th, and they provided some direction to Ms. Houston and their manager to make some revisions to the agreement. Then I think Mr. Morrell sent the agreement to Council Govey, I think it was, you know, in the later afternoon on Friday, maybe 4 o'clock or so. By that time, the CMSA agenda had been, you know, published, sent out, and that agreement was reviewed by Chair DeParn, myself, yesterday, and that was sent out today to the board members. And a copy of that settlement agreement is in front of you all. So that's pretty much the staff report. There's some options here that we prepared for board consideration at the time the staff report was prepared, but of course the board can provide direction to staff, take any action that they choose.
One point of clarification. I contacted Ross Valley Council, I think on a week ago, the 7th, and indicated that I was going to be meeting with Chair DePar, and if there were revisions, that I would like to see them. Ms. Houston and Mr. Morrell got in touch with me, kind of gave me the framework pretty quickly about what the revisions would entail, and in advance of my meeting with Chair DePar last Thursday, I did receive those. So, yes, we received the full revision agreement sometime on Friday, but Ross Valley's attorneys did give us revisions that were very clear and were consistent with the revisions given on Friday in advance of my meeting with you. So they were trying to work with me so that I could discuss it with you on Thursday. Mm-hmm.
I have a clarification.
So is that the staff report, Jason?
Yeah.
Okay. Commissioner.
Okay.
Jack, you finished?
Well, I'll be happy to summarize the revisions for you if you want me to. I'll defer to the commissioner.
Okay. Well, I'll open it up. Commissioner Johnson.
Yes, I just wanted to just say this one thing at the beginning here, which is I obviously was misquoted in the IJ. I was stunned to find myself in a conversation with an IJ reporter about a closed session item. I was stunned that Mr. Dow was quoted in the paper discussing things that what I feel happened in closed session. And my remark truly was that I couldn't comment because this item was subject to a potential litigation or to potential arbitration. And that was my comment to the IJ. And the guy kept trying to get me to tell him what happened in closed session, and I kept refusing. So that's what my comment was about in the IJ, and of course, what you tell them doesn't necessarily
sometimes not at the same meeting.
Yeah. We were at different tables.
So. Well, he wasn't at that meeting, obviously, if it was closed session.
Well, and I didn't feel I could talk about it because that's the Brown Act.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments?
Can we have a synopsis, please, from our
A synopsis of the changes.
A review.
Just a review, yeah, because there's a lot of
compare
new
this,
facts in there.
Compare their
I brought that chart. That would be helpful.
That might be helpful. If I don't have that chart with me, if Jason, if you have a copy of that chart, then the board members can.
I never received a copy of the chart.
And perhaps Ms. Brown can copy it for everybody.
I have copies for everybody.
Basically, your agreement. The CMSA, Commissioner Heller's agreement, basically proposed that Ross Valley pay the invoice amount on February 15th, and within 5 days they would receive a refund. That was basically and simply what your proposal was. And the Ross Valley revised agreement is the following. And I think you can look at the chart there and you can see it as well. Basically, Ross Valley's thing is that Ross Valley, San Rafael, and Sanitation District Number 2 would certify their actual 2012 EDUs by 3-1. Well, San Rafael and Corte Madera have already certified their EDU counts. And then you pay based on these certified EDU rate, EDUs. Well, San Rafael and Corte Madera have already done that. And what Ross Valley is proposing to do is that they pay what their actual is, not pay the invoice amount. So they invoiced the whole thing with your policy on the debt obligation and the operating revenue thing would be out the door. And there's no mention in the revised agreement of your policy at all.
It's mentioned.
And on section 3 of the Ross Valley proposal, Ross Valley proposes to rescind any revisions to policy 520, which was the financial policy. And then on section 4 of the Ross Valley proposal, on future reporting, if there's a reduction in EDUs, the CMSA proposal, I believe, said 180 days notice. The Ross Valley proposal says 90 days notice. And then section 6 of the Ross Valley proposal says that in any arbitration matter, essentially it says that the prevailing party would be entitled to attorney fees and costs from the other party.
I'm sorry, that's in the new agreement?
That's in the new proposed agreement. It's my recommendation on that part that two sister agencies should not have a provision in there like that.
Okay. Any other comments, Jack?
No.
Okay. Okay. Any other comments, Commissioner Heller?
I have some problems with their agreement, but I think the board will get that out a little bit more.
So you don't want to go get your attorney involved in this?
If I had one, sure.
Mr. Chair,
Commissioner Borrow.
Just kind of a point of order.
Chair,
yes.
That's you.
We, last month, went through an extensive closed session on this. We were urged to agree to what we agreed to on the premise that this would avoid arbitration.
Correct.
That was the whole basis. We then, then went forward. And we get back to the whole new thing. And I don't want to spend any more time on this thing. I think we beat it to death. And I think arbitration is the only way all the facts are going to come out. And I think we just ought to go for it and be done with it. But we can sit here all night and go through the same dance all over again. On this one, we just did on the last one. And, you know, we're just not getting anywhere. And again, quite frankly, I mean, it's fine to say that we have the agreement, everybody has to absorb it, and we will absorb it in San Rafael. But there doesn't seem to be any remorse on the part, quite frankly, of SD, RSVD, whatever they are, that they are causing two other agencies now to have to go out and raise their sewer rates in order to pick up the shortfall. And, you know, hey, so I just think the best thing we do is just be done with it.
Move forward.
We made the offer, and it was done on good faith in order to avoid arbitration. And now we start all over again with 6 points here, and they're all over the map. And it, to me, my take is it's not worthwhile pursuing this any further.
I just didn't know when the timing would be for
it comes.
He announces it.
Here's the deal. Here's how it works, okay? And you can come to any other board meeting we have.
Okay.
We get a little bit of discussion quickly so that the audience knows what we're talking about.
Okay.
When we're through talking or asking little discussion items, we open it up to the public.
Excellent.
When the public is finished speaking, we close it to the public. We bring it back. We have further discussions based on maybe something that the public brought up. And then we make a motion and we move forward.
Okay.
That's the basic premise of how I conduct the meeting.
Yeah.
So, are there any other board members that have a comment? Commissioner Guasco.
I just want to remind folks, this is not an agreement that was agreed to by the Ross Valley Sanitary District. We did not vote for it. We asked that we'd be able to bring it back to council for their review, and that we could bring it to our board to update them where we are with this, with all good intentions of trying to avoid arbitration. At the same time, I was notified by, and so was Commissioner Johnson, that Council Gobey had talked to our council prior to the meeting that evening, and they knew all about it. When we delivered those documents via email to our council, she had no idea regarding the matters that Council Gobey disclosed to us in that what is now a public meeting. Evidently, we brought it back out to the public without our knowledge. And now there's something going on here, you know, that's not quite right.
Okay,
I know what
Mr.
I agreed
Guasco,
to. I did not agree to.
Those may be your
to
opinions.
What I'm hearing at this table tonight.
Commissioner DePart.
Well, wait a minute. Those may be your opinions, but they're not the facts. Let me just state what the IJ wrote. Wait a minute. It is very pertinent because this is what this body did on January 10th.
It's what
the Central Moran Sanitation. No, I didn't tell. I didn't talk to anybody. The Central Moran Sanitation Agency, board, approved a settlement offer prior to the Ross Valley District's board meeting Wednesday. But on Thursday, Ross Valley Board President Commissioner Johnson said the matter must be arbitrated. On January 10th, we went into closed session. We came out of closed session with direction to staff. Based on a consensus of the members, you were there. You voted yes for it.
You're manipulating
the
evidence.
I am not.
No.
I'm not manipulating the facts.
Yes, you
are. Those
are
the facts. So we sent an agreement hashed out by this board, discussed by the Ross Valley members, a simple 3-page agreement. Next we get, you know, a bunch of whereases and clauses and sections and binding arbitration or binding the other two member agencies when this is a dispute between the JPA and a member agency. That was all it was. Correct me if I ever get wrong here, Jack.
Okay.
But the issue was we wanted this board really, really, really wanted to solve this issue. We wanted to solve it back in August, and there was a lack of leadership from the Ross Valley commissioners not to try to resolve it.
Oh, Paul.
All right. Well, that's...
That's okay. So untrue, and you know it. You know what you're doing.
Commissioner Johnson.
Yes. I'm still unclear if Commissioner Borough from San Rafael does not, he's cited that we should be remorseful because, like, they're going to be required to pay money that we owe, but that is not accurate. That's just absolutely not true. The reduction of the EDU counts for San Quentin would have precipitated additional monies owed by San Rafael, regardless of all this interim stuff. That's just embroidery. The core issue of that, so I'm unclear about this remorse thing. I feel that we're the victims here, No, not necessarily.
Okay.
So I also do not, I really resent VIJ, of course, misquoting me, because that's what I said, did not say. And I was kind of stunned tonight to find what I thought was a closed session, should be discussed in closed session, all of a sudden on the open calendar, because we've always discussed this in closed session before, and I guess there was some decision made, maybe by staff or staff and the president, to now put this on as an open item rather than as a closed session item. And that's a mystery to me of how that evolved. Because, and one of the goals in the staff report had been to limit media attention to our dispute, and somehow there's this big article in the IJ about it. So I don't know why this hay is being made, why we're discussing it in open session.
Well, maybe we get to the bottom. Okay, is there any, Jack?
I interpreted Commissioner Borrow's remarks as not chastising Ross Valley, but saying, look, when you do something that has a ramification of several hundred thousand dollars, and it's going to be closer to $1 million for another agency, and it sprung upon them at the last minute, and then they're going to have to pay it when they haven't had any opportunity to raise the rates, that's what he's talking about. Whether that's well-founded or not is up to anybody's opinion. But that's what he's talking about, is the notice issue.
Well, I think, to tell you the truth, Jack, I think it's also the fact that they have a sewer use ordinance on their books specifically stating what the EDU rate should be for San Quentin. Strength factor. And they've never bothered to change it, but they've gone over and given a handshake to Department of Corrections as to what the new number will be. And when we just asked for the sampling data, it never came. And you had to go for a Freedom of Information Act to get that stuff. I mean, we tried everything we could to resolve these items. So with that said, I'm going to open it up to the public. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak on an item?
Thomas Morell again.
Sure.
I see the high emotions. There's a lot at stake. And I have to tell you, this is a case that I've been trying to settle for many, many months. So, I want to be very, very clear that this is a case that should settle. I mean, although the stakes are high and the emotions are high, the substantive legal issues between the parties, there almost are none. I mean, everybody agrees what the total amount to be divvied up is, and how the percentages should ultimately be calculated. So at the end of this process, however many hundreds of thousands of dollars it costs, long before that process is ever completed, everybody will know and have paid, each member will have paid its respective shares of all of the charges for the fiscal year 2011. So, that was my objection to the first threatening notices, notices of default, demands for arbitration, was that I never imagined that this could go to arbitration, because it makes no sense at all, because long before the arbitration will ever be over, everybody will have agreed, and it will only be either a semantic dispute or a settling of scores about whether the policy could have been adopted the previous years. It will be a horrendous waste of taxpayer resources that makes no sense at all. For that reason, I believe this case will settle. No matter what happens tonight, no matter what happened with regard to the previous agenda item where, the agency seems to have the ability to calculate the shares as of the current date for two members but not for the other. I mean, I understand Ross Valley hasn't provided those numbers yet. I assume it will in short order, and that number can be calculated. So there was really no reason at all to cling to projected numbers. I think it's really a stretch to call them estimates, because even when adopted, there was really no belief that they had any rational relationship to what the ultimate number would be. I mean, that's my position. I know that's not shared, you know, by those who would seek to chastise Ross Valley tonight. But those numbers never reflected the reality as Ross Valley understood it. From every single discussion I've ever had with staff or counsel for CMSA, there was general agreement that the strength factor for San Quentin, based upon the facts as they understood them, should be closer to one and should not be two. That was, you know, almost a year ago.
Five.
Almost a year ago, everybody's agreed to that. So there's been delay. I mean, you know, arbitration would have resolved that question a long time ago. It is what it is. I mean, if you ask staff, they agree that San Quentin should not have to pay an exaggerated strength factor based on the most current information. That's a process that Ross Valley led. It took the initiative. It calculated it. It's a fair result. The state taxpayers at San Quentin should not be overcharged, should never have been overcharged, and Ross Valley ratepayers should not have had to make up the difference for the state's charges being reduced. So, you know, I would urge the board, you know, use the time wisely, settle it sooner rather than later. This case will settle because it will be a long and complex arbitration with many facts, many witnesses, many legal issues, ultimately relating to $0 of difference between the parties when the final accounting is done.
Okay. Any other comments from the public? Okay. Seeing none, Jack, you had a comment?
I do have a quick comment.
Speaker?
I agree with Mr. Morrell that the legal issues involved in this arbitration, upcoming arbitration, are very, very minimal, nominal. And let me give you an example for a second. If I had a dispute with my mortgage company at my house, and they said I owed $150,000, I owed a sizable amount of money, and they said if you don't pay by the 30th this sizable amount of money, then you're going to be in default, and your credit score is going to be messed up because we have to report it. And I said, well, I disagree. I don't think I owe that amount. I think I owe a far less amount. They say, just pay it, you'll get your refund in 5 days, and we'll all be square, no credit report score, no nothing. But this is what our policy says you have to do. Well, what would I do if I was dealing with my own money? And let's say it was $100,000. What would I do? I would pay that and get my refund. But because we're dealing with taxpayer money, somehow Ross Valley has decided that that's monopoly money. It doesn't really matter. So their attorney told me 2 days ago, and with all due respect to Mr. Morrell, he said, we're going to arbitration, and guess what we're going to do? We're going to seek to recuse you. How? Why? We're going to seek to recuse the arbitrator that this board picked, among other things. And I forget what the third thing was that they mentioned. And so all of a sudden, my estimate a month ago was somewhere in the neighborhood of $50,000+. That's now $150,000 because somebody wants to play with monopoly money. And I'm going to be real frank here and real professional about it. Ross Valley is engaged in a lot of litigation, and they bullied a lot of agencies. They tried to bully the city of Larkspur. They lost. They bullied Corte Madera, and CMSA was brought into that dispute. And they did not win. They got a $30,000 settlement on a case that cost them $270,000. I don't want to be interrupted, no quips notwithstanding. This is foolhardy. This agency is playing with monopoly money. And I just think this is the most foolhardy thing in the world to do. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's almost lunacy. All Ross Valley has to do to settle this case, you've already voted that San Rafael and Corte Madera are going to get invoiced. And all they have to do to avoid the notice of default is to pay the invoice amount, and they'll get their refund. If they want to play monopoly money, that's fine. We'll do the arbitration.
Point of clarification.
Just Commissioner Boro.
Just to understand, by paying the money now and getting the money back in 5 days, it's a change in our policy. They normally would have to wait till the end of the year, right?
They would normally have to wait to the end of the year. Now, you're right. That settlement agreement has...
We gave that.
Right.
Just to expedite this thing right up behind us.
No, this council voted that down. You didn't approve that agreement.
Yes, we did.
We did it last month. We approved that that if they paid on February 15th, they would get it back in 5 days. And
no, I'm talking 2 agreements ago. The original settlement offer last fall had us paying in 5 days and getting it back in 5 days. And
no, the original settlement proposal had it simultaneously.
Remember, you made us vote twice.
Right, but the original settlement agreement that we brought to the board in November had Ross Valley
had a swap.
Had a swap simultaneously.
And this board, the veto, shot it down.
Okay. And then,
as I recollect, they didn't want.
Just a minute.
And then what happened was I kept on insisting that it be brought back.
Right.
Okay. And we approved last month, 4-2 vote, we approved that bringing this settlement agreement where it be a 5-day swap to Ross Valley. And that would still resolve this issue.
Months in advance.
I see what happened.
Right, months in advance of what the policy said.
I see what you guys did.
Okay. Again, if Ross Valley wants to play Monopoly money, fine. We'll play.
This isn't playing to us.
Yeah, one last time.
Yeah, I don't want to say a lot, but, you know, I was called out and addressed in those remarks. You know, I obviously don't agree. I don't think the characterization is fair. I have tried to keep this matter away from arbitration for a very long period of time, many, many months. The parties were in impasse.
Speed it up.
I don't think it's fair to call it monopoly money to say, you know, if a default notice is tendered to Ross Valley and if they're accused of being in default and sent to arbitration, that it'll defend itself.
Let me ask you just a really simple second grade question.
We're not allowed to use.
If we constantly told you to pay the money and you'll get your money back, okay, and you wouldn't go into default,
why wouldn't you pay
it back in August?
When we
quiet, Commissioner Johnson. Why wouldn't you pay it? If you know you're going to get back the overage, all you had to do was ask. You come to the board and you request it and you give us information. Why wouldn't you do that? Why would you? No, wait.
Okay.
Why would you just? Here we are in February.
Right.
6 months later. Okay? And we're still talking about the same thing.
Right.
I don't believe you, sir, when you say that you really tried to resolve this issue. I really don't, because I'm 6 months into this agreement. Okay? We're 6 months into it, and we're still talking about it. Okay? No, that's it.
Well, you asked me a question.
All right, fine. Go ahead. Answer it.
You asked me a question. And I don't speak for the Ross Valley Board. I mean, I'm one of their lawyers, okay? And I can, you know, but you're asking me personally. One of the biggest issues has been the way that the payment agreement was amended. Ross Valley was put in a situation where they were asked to pay substantially more than any observer thought that they really should owe under the joint powers agreement. And it was unclear when and if the other members would chip in the corresponding share. Let me tell you, that question wasn't answered until 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
If that. And I'm not even sure we're done because, you know, there was a clear direction made that it was only limited to the debt service payment. So, I mean, if the answer simply is, if I think there's one issue, and you want my honest opinion, one issue upon which settlement foundered or may founder tonight, it's still unclear whether the other members are prepared to share in their pro rata share of the cost operated in Operation CMSA.
Okay, that's something for another night. Okay. Any other comments from the commissioners?
Okay. My comment is that I think this the new information that were presented on the spot is far too complex and different to be able to address on the spot. I can't possibly look at this and feel comfortable after the time we spent leading up to the other one, looking at it and so forth. I can't find a way to figure that I could responsibly accept or even reject this. It's too much to be handed to somebody at the time of a meeting.
Well, that's why we sent it on Friday.
But since you don't send it by email or any other way to me, I don't get to read it on Friday.
Well,
I get to read it tonight.
In the staff report, it said that it's when staff got it, they would forward it to the board members. And I was stunned to find out as of today that that still hadn't occurred. And I actually asked, had to ask Jason earlier today to please email this agreement to everyone, since it had been in CMSA's possession since Friday.
Well, Council Goby received it late Friday afternoon. I did receive it Friday afternoon. I came in Sunday to do a couple hours of work. I saw the note from Mr. Govey, which was a forward of Mr. Morrell's email to Mr. Govey Friday afternoon. And we forwarded it to Commissioner Dupar so we could take a look at it. And we looked at it yesterday, and it was sent to the board members this morning.
It didn't need to be looked at first. It should have just been sent. Didn't matter if you read it or not.
I understand
it's
your opinion.
Our document.
Okay.
What is this?
What I just handed out to the board members, and I think I gave one to Mary.
Who wrote it?
This is my prepared remarks for this item, and I'd like to read it into the record, if I may. The Central Marin Sanitation Agency is a regional wastewater treatment agency that serves the residences, businesses, and institutions in Central Marin County, including San Quentin State Prison. CMSA is a joint powers agency, and the majority of its funding is provided by the sanitary districts that own and operate their sewer collection systems, the JPA members, in Central Marin, and they collect their revenues from property owners on the tax rolls. The Central Marin Sanitation Agency, in compliance with the Financial Committee recommendations, adopted a revised financial policy in April 2011 to address JPA member agency payments for CMSA's operating expenses and debt service payments for the 2011-2012 fiscal year. Several hearings were held prior to July 1st, 2011, in open session, where the new policy was discussed and decided. However, Ross Valley Sanitation District members chose to boycott these meetings and not participate in the revised policy discussions. As a result, the revised financial policy was adopted based on information provided to CMSA staff, to the Financial Committee, and to the board. JPA member agencies were then invoiced for the 2011-2012 fiscal year for both their upcoming operating expenses and debt service payments. Payments for fiscal year 2011-12 would be quarterly assessments based upon each member agency's projected estimated EDU counts. These estimated EDU counts were calculated based on the final actual equivalent dwelling unit numbers for fiscal year 2010-2011, the prior fiscal year. In other words, CMSA board based its billing on the same number of units that CMSA knew existed for the prior year. The reason for this billing method is simple. It is the only way that CMSA can plan its budget for other member agencies to see what is a reasonable, logical, and adheres to a best management practice. What is ironic is that CMSA has, and always has had, in its financial policy, a true-up provision for these payments, and the agency has always made it clear that if any member agency's EDU numbers change for fiscal year 2011-12, they would receive an adjustment should their EDU numbers change either up or down for their prior invoices, and depending on the situation, would receive either a refund or a new invoice if their EDU numbers change from the estimated 11-12 CMSA EDU amounts. All of the JPA member agencies, including Ross Valley Sanitation District, were billed for the 11-12 fiscal year based upon their EDU numbers for fiscal year 2010, based upon their EDU numbers for fiscal year 2010-11. Both Sanitation District Number 2 and San Rafael Sanitation District paid their operating and debt service invoices in a timely manner. Ross Valley refused to pay the invoiced amounts and instead paid using a lower number of EDUs determined by their agency, arguing that 2011-12 estimated EDU numbers would be approximately 15% lower than in 2010-11, yet provided CMSA no explanation to these changes. This is all prior to CMSA making changes to its financial policy. CMSA continued to invoice RVSD using the estimated 11-12 EDU numbers, again based on final actual EDU counts, and RVSD continued to refuse to pay the invoiced amounts. CMSA made it clear on several occasions between August 2011 and January 2012 that if Ross Valley Sanitation District paid the invoice amounts pursuant to the CMSA board determination and in accordance with the CMSA financial policy, Ross Valley Sanitation District would receive a refund so long as they provided documentation to support the reduced EDU numbers. Further, in September 2011, with the reduced quarterly payments by Ross Valley Sanitation District, the CMSA board voted to move forward with and have this dispute arbitrated pursuant to the provisions of the CMSA Joint Powers Agreement, while continuing to resolve the dispute amicably by seeking full payment with reimbursement per the financial policy so as to avoid arbitration and the estimated cost of such. The attempt to avoid arbitration was simple. When CMSA counsel was asked on the cost of the arbitration process, he estimated the cost to arbitrate will range between $50,000 and $150,000. His estimate for these high costs was just recent this week. Is predicated upon the recent discussions with Ross Valley Sanitation District's counsel, who has made it clear that Ross Valley Sanitation District will use all means to delay this process. Counsel has informed me that Ross Valley Sanitation District seeks to oppose the selection of one of the three arbiters, seek to recuse our counsel, demand that all JPA member agencies be joined into the dispute, and raise other costly procedural issues. As CMSA board chair, I want to make it clear that this arbitration cost to the ratepayers is ridiculous and totally unnecessary. The dispute would be fully resolved simply by Ross Valley Sanitation District's payment of the invoice amounts and then requesting, under CMSA's fiscal policy, refund of the adjusted amount. Sadly, Ross Valley Sanitation District has chosen not to follow this course, but rather to enter into a litigious fight costing all ratepayers. This one issue shows they lack any leadership qualities. Their actions to incur this arbitration cost are hypocritical in that, as representatives of their district, they have expounded during prior CMSA board meetings that they wanted to keep ratepayer costs down, yet knowing full well that any overpayment would be refunded per the policy of this JPA, they continue to pursue costly litigation at ratepayer expense. Lastly and foremost, their actions show an incredulous dysfunction that needs to be corrected. It is my belief that this is not only another illustration of Ross Valley's litigious behavior, but more pointedly, it's the pure pettiness and malcontent of the two Ross Valley commissioners who sit on this JPA. And that's why John is called. So, with that, I will call is there a motion on this item number 8?
I'll move that we reject the offer made to us tonight from West Valley and instruct our counsel to start the process with respect to the
arbitration. Okay. I have a motion to reject the recent settlement agreement and move forward with arbitration.
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any further comment? Any further motions?
Well, you have to vote on the first one first.
Okay, I'll call the question. All those in favor?
What is the question?
The motion is to reject the settlement offer presented tonight and to move forward with arbitration, or direct staff to move forward with arbitration. And the motion is, I have a second, so I'll call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry, who were the no's?
Commissioner Hartzell. Johnson, Guasco, and Hartzell.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, do I have another motion? Commissioner Hartzell?
I move that we give one more stab in the next month to having the representation of both agencies sit down and talk about the meaning of this and attempt to come back to their respective agencies with a way to get us out from under this really big, nasty rock and move ahead without arbitration.
Okay, let me just make a point of clarification here. Jack, in our November or December meeting, we moved to go forward with arbitration.
That's right.
So if we don't get a consensus on this last motion, then are we back to that square?
Well, right now, where we're at with the arbitration is that CMSA has picked an arbitrator, Ross Valley has picked an arbitrator, and what's on hold is the two arbitrators' mutual selection of a third arbitrator. So what they were waiting to hear from us is whether to go forward with that. So if
we have voted to go forward with arbitration, correct?
Right.
That's correct.
Right. And so
we're still, but we're just on hold.
We're on hold. It's on a 3-3 vote, we're in advance. And they're waiting, you know, they're not.
No, wait, I don't think John said. No, we have voted to go forward with arbitration.
Right.
But we have put it on hold to try to settle.
Yes.
Based on last month's meeting.
Right.
Okay. All right. So we're still on hold, but we can. I'm trying to get something here. I'm trying to get. What happens if we keep getting a 3-3 vote tonight? Then where are we? Then it's as if the board took no action, and so then it's the last action that they took holds.
And which was the last action?
And the last action seems to be arbitration. Am I correct, or did we completely table arbitration? If we've already got the arbitrator and they've got their arbitrator, it sounds like we were ready to let the ponies out of the barn.
Right.
Okay. But we just held the door shut a little bit, seeing if we could, resolve
right.
it. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. So if we don't vote tonight to accept this agreement or to go and talk like adults, you know, someplace else, we're back to arbitration and you have your marching orders. Am I right on that?
That's correct.
Okay. Does the board know that? What's going on?
I understand.
Okay. So Commissioner Hartzell, you have a motion to one more time?
Give one more try to sit down together. And the reason, let me just, as a postscript, this isn't part of the motion that I'm suggesting, this one more try, is because Council Morrell came tonight and expresses an interest in resolving it without going to the expense of doing arbitration. And I'd like to make good on that, and I would like to have our respective councils sit down and see if it can really happen. I think that expense is worth it. So my motion is to give it another try.
Can we have a little bit of discussion about that for 1 second? Just my gauge on where the agencies are is that right now we're pretty far apart in terms of, and we need, if we're going to do this, we need to take some steps. I agree that there's a simple solution to it. But what's been proposed by Central Marin is one thing. What's been proposed by Ross Valley is quite the opposite. And I'm not bidding the devil good morning. I'm just trying to maybe say here that if we're going to solve this, we need to have a recognition that we are going down that road, and we need to.
Well, there's two things. One is, Commissioner Hartzell, when you propose this, it's got to go back to the Ross Valley Board, right?
Of
so
course.
their whole board has to.
A counteroffer would need to. Yes.
They have to address it.
But I would think that if a recommendation comes from their council, they might consider that rather.
I don't know. Considering what Jack has told me.
We obviously want to settle, which is why we made a counteroffer to the settlement offer. That's part of settlement discussions. We didn't just say, no, forget it, let's go. We countered. It's like any kind of negotiation.
So can we have a little bit more dancing then? Or you countered and that's your last counter?
The board did not indicate it's our final offer. There was none of that conversation.
Here's my beef with that. We've been countering since August.
Okay.
Okay. No. Well, my thing is, we have our meeting, and then when's the next Ross Valley Board meeting? Is it the 29th?
20.
Or the 22nd.
22nd.
When does Finance Committee meet?
So you got to get this thing on your calendar. You got to discuss it. we're not going to know until the 23rd, at which case we probably won't hear from your attorney until the 8th or the 9th of March. We have a meeting on March 13th. We're another month ahead. We're another month into this negotiation. This is ridiculous. We've been trying to resolve it since August.
Yes, it just is what it is.
To okay,
say
well, it is.
Isn't
okay.
Helpful.
All right, then we have a motion from you Commissioner Hodgson to try it one more time. Okay, do I have a second? Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second.
Before you vote, Ross Valley does have a meeting tomorrow night, a special meeting, and there is a closed session on it.
They can't put this on because
no,
it's 72
not
hours.
Not considered an emergency item.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
It doesn't meet the legal definition.
Oh, I think it
all right.
Would.
So
maybe
that's
it's already on.
Technically, you can do it with an 80% or
Marcia,
better vote.
Marcia.
Please, Wendy. Go ahead, Wendy.
Commissioners, our meeting does have a scheduled closed session with two anticipated litigation items listed.
Are you saying
which one of them is actually this?
Okay. Let me tell you
the results of this.
Well, let me tell you what the Brown Act says. To put something on, you gotta give the public.
No, no, she said it's already on.
It's already on. The agenda's
already
distributed.
This
it's already on.
It's already on there. All right. Sorry.
We know the Brown Act.
Okay. So I have a motion and a second to go forward one more time and try to get.
I'm sorry, who made the second?
Commissioner Johnson. Okay, I'll call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
No. Okay, it says that this board took no action and we're now in arbitration. Okay, next up.
Before you go there, if Ross Valley comes back with another proposal of staff.
The only thing I'd like to see is a check in your hand. Okay?
I'd like to say the same thing about you.
As soon as the invoice goes out to George Warman, I'm sure it'll be in here. So, okay?
But let me
also kind of put it, you know, why I believe we need arbitration. This body, this JPA, amended their fiscal policy, and one agency decided not to follow that. Okay? For whatever reason, for whatever argument, the trouble is, if this JPA cannot make policy that the other members have to follow, then everybody can pay whatever they want and we'll just square up at the fourth quarter. And this agency will not function properly, it won't function financially, and it's just not a best management practice to constantly keep, you know, arguing where I believe I'm going to be on my financial payment. That's one of the key issues that we're going to arbitrate, is whether or not this agency can make a financial policy that the other agencies have to amend or have to abide by. It's not the money. The money, we all know, is going to be squared up at the end of the quarter or at the end of the fiscal year. San Rafael will pay their shortage. Puerto Madero will pay their shortage. Everything will be squared up. Okay? But it's the policy that has to be followed. And can one agency keep making their own rules, or do they have to follow the JPA's rules? That's literally the crux of the matter. It's not the money. The money always has been and always will be squared up at the end of the year. There's no overage by any agency. Okay? And so because going forward, if this agency makes a drastic policy change on how to account for EDU counts based on flow, Is one agency going to say, sorry, we'll just stick to the old EDU counts because we paid lower? But we'll square it up at the end of the year with you, okay? So with me going forward, it's policy. It's never been about the money. The money, because I always knew it was going to be squared up. So with that, we'll just move forward. Commissioner Board, did you have anything to say? Okay, moving forward.
Well, no, the only thing I would say is we get something back. To consider. I'm tired of dancing with ghosts. I want Julie Houston, who the fellow she is here in this room representing herself. I want the bond council that's telling us they're in default here, telling them they're in default. I want to get through all this palaver. Really? But I'm not looking forward to doing that. But if they offer something, we decided to do something. I just want to get real players here in the room. And the news, and I'm going to say, I'll just let it go.
Okay. All right, next up is the North Bay Watershed Association.
Yes.
Report.
It'll be brief. I want to report that we had two presentations this month. Caitlin Sweeney from the San Francisco Estuary Partnership presented a program on the state of San Francisco Bay. And I think what was also interesting to me is that the Estuary Partnership is one of, San Francisco Estuary is one of 28 estuaries of national significance, and the Estuary Partnership is a non-regulatory collaborative of state, federal, and local organizations charged with protecting the health of the bay. So it's there to kind of avoid duplication, and it works with ABAG and kind of... So there, as an overreaching, not an overreaching, but as an organization bringing things together. In her report, she said, you know, the big question is the bay healthy? And she described the approach to answer the question that included identifying attributes of a healthy bay, which we all know. But there's 57 of these indicators: habitat, water, living resources, ecological processes, and stewardship, and they're compared to benchmarks. You know, we know about benchmarks. In general, it's moving towards the healthy. It's less polluted, more areas safe for contact most of the time. Toxic discharges have been reduced, but some of the problems that still exist have to do with the mercury legacy and organics that come in from sources that are long ago present in the landscape. She indicated that there are bird populations already benefiting from the restored habitat, but big challenges include invasive species, including some that I've talked about before in the delta, pollutants that bioaccumulate and predators. Then the other presentation had to do with salmon and steelhead recovery and habitat restoration, and we heard from a fisheries management and watershed restoration individual, Gail Seymour from Department of Fish and Game, and she said that coho and steelhead recovery are priority. They consider fish and game that they are still absolutely an endangered species, and she shared with us a lot of the different programs that have been going on, some of which include participation by elementary, secondary, middle and secondary schools. Some of these programs have been going on since 1981, and she walked us through a lot of the restoration projects. What's interesting is that they do a lot of work out in the field checking on actual stream conditions, and one of their most difficult areas to get access to is the San Geronimo Valley, because of the proliferation of property ownership. You know, you're in Napa, you have an owner with a mile of stream. In San Geronimo Valley, that mile of stream has, you know, 100 owners or something on it. And so they have a lot of difficulty getting access there, and that's one of their big limitations. And yet, it's an area where if you took a vote of the residents, they'd be like 97% in favor of habitat restoration, but they won't let you on their property to see the stream. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And the next meeting is going to be in Petaluma. Excuse me, it's going to be in Novato on March 2nd, and it's going to be the North Bay Water Reuse Authority with an update and some other things having to do with climate change. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very detailed. That's good. I just have a handout here with some agency business and also some highlights from the January CAS conference. There's two things in agency business that I'll just mention briefly. The Finance Committee is meeting this Friday to review draft flow-based allocation procedures. As recommended by the board that we develop those procedures and work with the committee at the last meeting.
And that's at 8:30.
Yeah. And then that CMSA did receive the administrative draft of our 2012 MPDS permit from the Regional Water Board. And we'll be working with, meeting with our regulatory consultant tomorrow around 1 o'clock and then meeting with the Regional Water Board to review our initial comments on that administrative draft.
Okay.
Good news on the administrative draft is that, and this could change, you know, when it was brought to a tentative order and then a final order, is that CMSA in this administrative draft permit is allowed to blend, which is great news, and there are no requirements in the draft where we will have to initiate any projects to build new facilities to minimize blending. So we proposed various reports and studies to the regional board pertaining to blending, and they're agreeable with reports and studies at this point in time and not requiring any, you know, design work or a 10-year schedule for improvements to reduce blending. So that's great news at this point in time. Things could change, but we're hopeful that we'll have a great meeting with them tomorrow afternoon, and for the next 5 years we can continue to blend and just report on JPA activities to reduce INI, pipe replacement projects, and activities associated with reducing blending events due to some of the new facilities we have here. That's my report.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah, Mr. Erickson. In the information packet, I noticed in one there was a response to the grand jury about their little questionnaire, and it asked, I think it's I-8. Is that an I? Is that a 1?
It's an I.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Information.
Got it. I-8 is the response to the grand jury survey. And it asked our cash reserves, and our not all cash reserves were listed, just like in that PAFR report. So the restricted reserves were not included in the number reported to the grand jury.
The number reported to the grand jury is accurate. What it does not contain, it doesn't contain any bond proceeds. We have money in bond proceeds.
Still, there's still reserves that the district currently holds under this definition of what that says.
We're not, we don't consider the proceeds as reserves because they have to be expended in the next year.
If I might, following the same document, there's a letter in here, I-5, that talks about the CMSA GPA II reduction report, I-9 reduction report. It shows what's happened in Cornadera and San Rafael in the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And I point this out, and of course, it also points out that the Ross Valley managers have not met for the last 4 years with his fellow managers. But I point out some numbers on here because Ms. Johnson sent me a letter about a year ago saying that one of the reasons that she didn't feel that we should merge with Ross Valley is we don't have enough people, we don't spend any money on our system, and we're just a pretty shaky group. So, if you look at this document, that's what your letter said.
I did not say you were a shaky group.
Commissioner Johnson, please.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
You said worse than that, quite frankly. In any event, in the last four fiscal years, we've expended $12,649,000. We've put in 27,895 feet of pipe, 11,250 lateral purges. So, I mentioned that just for the record. And the importance of all is attempting to work together since we all affect this plan. And
how
I'll also add...
Good job.
How many feet?
Just add up.
Oh.
Keep up the good work.
27,895. Mm-hmm. And I'll also add, we have no bonds, no debt in our agency.
What about the pension?
Pensions everybody has, Marcia. That's life in the big cities.
No, the unfunded pension liability.
Yes, I understand that. Everybody,
you have no
that.
Unfunded pension?
Nope.
We have
not
no $10 million loan that we have.
We have no unfunded pension.
We'll talk about unfunded.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in the capital improvement
obligations.
So we don't have Ross Valley's?
No, we don't have Ross Valley.
Okay.
Another
maybe
example.
They might want to go over here. Okay, with that, I will adjourn our session until our next meeting on March 13th at 7 p.m.
Thank you.